escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, you know what we're talking about this week, so I'll just warn you ahead of time. I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal. Donald Trump became the first former president ever convicted of a crime, with a Manhattan jury finding him guilty of 34 felonies. Across the board, they found him guilty of all of them, although they're basically the same felony, just in different districts. That's how that worked. For falsifying records to cover up hush money paid to a porn star. Now, I'm going to get into a conversation I had with my wife about this, but I'll finish the story first. The historic verdict, stemming from conduct that took place around Trump's remarkable run to the presidency in 2016, could threaten his 2024 bid to return to the White House, says the Wall Street Journal. Trump can still run, and his poll numbers remain steady during the more than month-long trial, among others, I might add. It's not just this one. Though some voters have said they might be less likely to vote for him if he were convicted. And of course, that's why they continue forward with it. Well, this is Wiggins America. And of course, we're going to talk about this, but a brief tease on the other things that we're going to do. We're going to talk about immigration. We're going to talk about Biden's legacy. Old Roy's coming in. Trisha will be in too. We'll take a short break from all the craziness to do some serious questions. And if you've never heard serious questions, it is about as unserious as it gets. So just a brief reprieve there. But this is what's going to happen. I'll tell you right now what's going to happen with this story. Democrats are going to continue to call him now a convicted criminal candidate, or some variation of that. I don't know if they'll use that exact verbiage, but it'll be convicted criminal Donald Trump, or convicted criminal candidate, something like that, because they think that that might affect enough independent voters and their feelings about him. They don't really care about the way the case is played out. They really just wanted the phrase, and it's to affect the election, of course. Here's why that's stupid. Because it's not going to work. They'll try. And they may even, here's why I am surprised by this but still predicting that they're going to do it. They may know that that's not going to work, but they have nothing else. They literally have nothing to run on. And I'm both talking about the White House here and the press secretary, Corinne Jean-Pierre, and the way that they spin stories and all that, and the press releases that they release, and the Democrat media. I'm not even going to call it the legacy media or the mainstream media, because it is just Democrat media at this point, controlling the sort of the old-fashioned levers of power. So why would they do it anyway? Because I think that they just have this sliver of a hope that those polls they saw about independent voters will turn out to be true, and that this will sway enough independent voters that they go, yeah, he makes me feel icky again. I was starting to like the guy because I've hated the last 4 years so bad, but now that he's got that criminal thing attached to him, yeah, I'm just not going to go for it. Because there's about 11% of the electorate that may change. And we're just talking about 11% of the independents here. We're not talking about people who are already voting Democrat, already voting Republican. That won't be affected at all. They're just polling independents. And about 11% of those people say it might affect their vote. Now, that's not a huge percentage, because you're talking about a percentage of a percentage of a percentage. But in swing states, they keep saying, like Karl Rove talked about this. I don't necessarily believe Karl Rove's opinion about a whole lot. I mean, that dude is like Nikki Haley central. But Karl Rove is a numbers guy, and he looks at, and so am I. I look at numbers like crazy. You know that if you listen to the show at all. And if it's even a small, like let's say it's a 1% swing. Well, in Georgia or Arizona or Wisconsin or Pennsylvania, that could swing the election. The problem is that we don't actually know if it'll do anything. We just don't know. And my prediction is, and this is entirely gut, like I don't have numbers for this because it's almost impossible to poll this, although we will see polls coming out probably sometime this week about how this has affected things. And people react emotionally in the moment to that story. And I'm going to tell you a little bit later about my weekend, how it affects politics. And it, really, it's going to be more about how the average American has either not paid attention to this or tuned in. Got a little focus group I'll tell you about that proves one or the other, and we'll dive into that. But it's those people that do matter, because they will vote, but they vote on feeling. And if you've noticed, the feeling in the country right now is not blue. It may be blue in the sad sense, but not blue in the Democrat sense. It's just not. Even in states like Illinois, like it's one of the most depressing things in the world to be a Republican in Illinois. But a week and a half ago now, we were at the Illinois State GOP convention for the Annie Fry Show. And I got to tell you, these people are more motivated than I've ever seen them. Now, it's still Illinois. They know what they're up against. They've even said that our goal is to get out of the super minority in the next election. Because they know how gerrymandered the maps are. They know the financial wall they're up against. But there's still an energy with them that I've never seen before. That's the state of the country right now. There's an energy behind, I'm going to use a super conservative word. This is, you're going to say, Wiggins, you sound like you're on 97.1. So be it. I happen to be on 97.1. There is an energy behind freedom right now. Cut and paste. There you go. There's your promo. There's an energy behind freedom because people are realizing what big government looks like. It looks like this. It looks like banana republics. It looks like kangaroo courts. All those words that get tossed around, they're applying now to America. It looks like higher prices because the government spends your money. It looks like open borders. It looks like economic collapse. You know, monetary policy. It looks like having to pay a higher price to pay rent and to buy a house. It really opened a lot of people's eyes in 2021, I think, especially when the government started to be not just, hey, we're here for your health, which was kind of the line in 2020. But Donald Trump was still president. In 2021, you didn't have a president who was willing to kind of back you up at all. You had Joe Biden. And he did everything wrong. Not just on the border, not just on coronavirus, but everything. Anybody who was alive in 2021 as a sort of functioning person, like past the age of 4 or 5, knows that it just feels different now. And that's a big, big deal because they've seen the potential of big government and they don't like it. Foreign policy. I mean, you name it, across the board. That wasn't even really the goal of talking about in this segment, but it's just gone there because they've basically ruined everything. We had some standards, like we weren't going to prosecute our political opponents. And they just keep breaking these precedents that have been precedents for a long time. They're breaking them. And they're doing so while they're telling you out of the other side of their mouth that they're protecting democracy. It's really a mess. And yeah, your dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, they're not going to change. But your independent voters who we're talking about here, which is why they're doing this still, which is why Democrats are still going to be pushing the he's a criminal thing right through November, those people are waking up to this. And they have been for about 3-4 years now. It started with COVID. And it ain't going to stop. That's the nice thing. We'll take a short break. And we are going to talk about a couple other issues. We're going to have some goofy stuff with Trisha here in a minute. Some serious questions. I just can't help myself. I can't do serious forever. I just got to relax a little bit every now and then. So thanks for sticking around through that. And then Roy, old Roy, is going to talk in. We're going to actually dive into some other issues that are on my mind, including some immigration stuff that has really gone unreported. That'll be in the next hour, though.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Old Roy is here, and one of the things I love doing with Old Roy is asking theoretical questions about current events. I'm going to make a statement here. I want to see whether or not you agree with it.
Okay.
If Trump wins in November, Biden's presidency will have been good for the United States.
False.
Explain. I mean, I think I know why, but Expound, and then I'll explain why I'm saying this.
If what you're saying is it helped lead to potentially a grand realization of how corrupt politics is, I could concede that that's a positive, potentially positive outcome. But overall, I think the damage that has been done is going to take a long time to recover from. And I don't see anything, because it's not, in my opinion, it's not a Biden presidency. It never has been. He's a puppet candidate, and whether it's, and pick your conspiracy, whether it's Obama or the globalists or whoever who's doing it, he, as an individual, has had nothing to do with anything other than the fact that we have a senile old man in that role. I don't think he's contributing intellectually or from a policy standpoint in any way to anything. So I'm a little jaded. Anytime anybody talks about the Biden administration, I just kind of shrug it off, because it's not.
Well, it is his administration. The administration actually is probably more accurate than saying Biden.
His name is on it, but, you know, it's. I just don't have a lot of, I don't put a lot of weight in his role. So the administration underneath Biden as president, I can't justify any positive in any way that has come from it.
Would that include for you the deep state? Because that to me, and this isn't where I was going with this, but Trump may get in the office and start wiping the slate when it comes to permanent Washington, as Tucker Carlson calls it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that to you worth it, that he did not have these 4 years so that he could prepare to do that? Because he probably wouldn't have in a second term. He would have been more of the same first term. But now we're talking about a second term that might look very different, because he's seen, we've all seen, the level of corruption, which you mentioned.
I would hope that is something that comes out of it, but I would rather have not gone through what we've gone through the last 4 years.
Well, here's why I say that I think still it's a net positive. If Trump wins, because if Biden wins again, yeah. I mean, we're too far down the bunny trail. We already probably are, and we're going to have some pain. Like, it's not going to be pretty. Getting things back on track is not going to be fun. Nobody's going to like it. Nobody's going to walk into a Trump second term and go, this is wonderful.
Right.
It's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it's the kind of hard that has to happen now versus just letting it all slide into oblivion. But the reason that I think that, regardless of all of what a Trump second term would look like, that's not even really the point I'm trying to make, that let's say he's able to even right the ship somewhat. The reason I think it might be a net positive to have specifically Joe Biden as the president for 4 years is because we've seen now the full policy that a Democrat president would bring. And across the board, there's not really anything that America goes, yeah, that's good. Maybe abortion, but that's a heat of the moment issue in my mind. There's not a policy that Joe Biden or the administration or the whoever that you're referring to has implemented that America is like, yeah, I'm a general thumbs up on that. I mean, there's nothing, literally nothing.
Right.
And so the reason why to me that's a net positive, because it's him, is with any other person in there, and I mean almost any, even Kamala Harris possibly, although she would be also terrible at this, any other person would be able to have that Obama, Gavin Newsom hair, that shine, that they're able to polish those turds, and the media carries their water so much that even though it sucks, they can kind of make you feel okay about it because they have so much control over the message.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood, you know, SNL for that matter, all these institutions, they can just kind of polish those turds and make you feel decent about eating them. But with Biden, not only are we getting the full layout of what a Democrat policy looks like in America now, which is different than it would have been even 10 years ago. This is what it looks like now. That he can't at all cover for them because he's such a shell of a person.
True. I think it might be like a minutia that's not really relevant. But I think even to say it's, I mean, this is clearly a progressive, borderline Marxist agenda.
Yeah.
That there are still some Democrats who would not have gone this far. So it's that may just be, you know, not really a major factor in this. But I see your point. But there are a lot of this some of us already knew about and already believed that this was and just knew from watching history that this is what a progressive Democrat government would look like. Even I think even there are things that have happened that have surprised even me that I didn't think they would be able to go this far this fast.
Mm-hmm.
So that's disturbing. But I guess I kind of agree with you that there's something there. Because it's Biden, you don't have the polished face of it to kind of smooth off some of those edges. But to me, still a net negative in my mind.
That's fair. I mean, that's completely fair. But the just to counter what you're saying, yes, a lot of people do know this. Those people are already voting the way that they're voting, though. There are a lot of people, and I think it's twofold. I think it's kind of the hippie generation that's even a little older than your generation because you were after that. I love calling you old, but you're not that old. That still believes in like the liberal policy, and they've been Democrats ever since. And now they're seeing, oh, this isn't those people anymore.
Yeah,
these aren't my Democrats anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they're seeing that now, I think. And because Obama was still not, he was still cool. He was still in that camp. Joe Biden is not. And the results of Joe Biden are not. And then the other side of that, though, is that you're always one generation away from seeing these things really unfold.
Right.
And what we're seeing right now, and I've never seen anything like it. I never thought I would see it. That young voters are trending Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's maybe not enough to overcome like the 50% threshold, but it might be. Like it's in that territory. And usually it's like 75% at least are voting for the Democrat. If you're convincing a new generation that the old talking points about Republican country club is no, that's gone.
Right.
That's completely gone. Mm-hmm. And now what they're experiencing, because they've never been, they weren't around for Reagan.
Right.
You know, I was barely around for Reagan. I was there, but I was, you know, between the ages of 1 and 10 or whatever. So I was experiencing like the culture, but I didn't know what the politics were.
Right.
You have a whole generation now that are seeing the results of policy and politics. And I mean, they're seeing it on their college campuses.
Mm-hmm.
They're seeing it with closing down their schools for years. They're seeing it with being behind in education. They're seeing it because they're trying to get a house and they can't afford one. They're trying to get a job and they can't afford food. I mean, these are all things that are hitting this generation right now. And it is a wake-up call.
True.
And that gives me hope for not just 2024, but maybe that they will see a little bit deeper into what these positions cause. Because it's real easy when you're young to just be like, wow, yeah, free food for everybody.
Yeah. I agree. I think that's a thing in history that happens. I mean, the pendulum swings. And it's interesting and maybe hopeful. Maybe I'll give in a little bit on that. That we're seeing that change of direction, that the young people are now seeing the results of the bad policy that, you know, those of us talk about and preach about, and everybody's like, ah, I don't care.
Yeah.
That doesn't affect me. It's now affecting them. And so we're at a moment in history that has repeated multiple times where, okay, the young people are now getting hit by the results of bad policy, and that may be enough to start a movement. And so that is positive.
I will say, last thing is just that I do believe that these things were already all happening. Like, a lot of the stuff isn't new Democrat policy. It's just so accelerated. So we would always say, look, you can't just give away health care. You know, you can't give away health insurance for free. That it has to be paid for somewhere. Oh, shoot. Now all of this stuff is so much more expensive. The same with food. Like, they just overspent more than they ever had. They've always spent, but now they way overspent. So all these things, like, they've always been kind of weak on the border. Now they're completely gone on the border. So all the things that they've always done, yeah, you weren't feeling the effects because it was happening in slow motion. Now it's not. We know you. We know you're busy. We know where you're at. We know that you don't know everything going on all the time. That's why we bring you some of the things that have maybe fallen through the cracks a little bit that you should know about. And then we address you directly. We're talking to each other, Trisha and I here, but we're really talking to you and asking you some very serious questions.
Serious question.
The first story I have for you, Trisha. Do dying people have a right to try magic mushrooms? This isn't just a hypothetical. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is weighing this case. And it's one that we've kicked around as society before. Like, hey, if you're dying, why can't you just try whatever drug you want? Because it's not going to hurt you physically.
The mushroom one is interesting, too, because there are therapies and different things where people run studies that they're actually, it can be helpful, even if you're not dying, to try them.
And so the more than 40 states, including Washington and California, have laws in place that suggest, they're called right to try laws, which give terminal patients access to experimental drug therapies. But I think the question is always, and this will be my serious question, even if it's not a therapy, are you okay with a terminal patient just doing any drug they want?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not okay with the purge. I'm not okay with the terminal patient, like, murdering people. I'm not okay with, like, lawless society.
Well, that involves somebody else.
But when you're talking about experimental treatments, and you got a, what do you got left to lose? Yeah.
I have a hard time with this question because everything within me says, why would I want people to do more drugs in any circumstance?
I understand that too.
But I can't really come up with a good logical reason why the government should tell this person in this situation no.
Yeah. Or why you personally should care.
Well, I personally, like, if this is somebody I know who's terminal, and they're like, you know what I always wanted to try?
Crack.
Was, yeah, I wanted to do crack. I always wanted to try crack. I'd be like, no. Look, you can do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you you can't. You're dying in a month. But why?
Serious question.
I mean, I think you could ask your loved one, like, well, do you really want to, like, take up crack?
Yeah. For me, this is a spiritual question, too.
Sure.
Because, and I don't know if I've ever gone deep dive into this, but there's a biblical term in the Greek in the New Testament called pharmakeia. Well, that's where we get the term pharmacy and pharmaceuticals. But the way that it's used in the Greek is sorcery by drugs. So we usually translate it in the Bible to sorcery, not drug usage. But that's what it's saying. So it's, to me, it's an open door to, like, dark things. And I don't suggest that to anybody, even if, especially if they're dying. But at the same time, why would the government be able to step into that situation? Libertarian in me says, stay out, let them make that choice.
Yeah, and I actually, and not that I don't understand the spiritual argument, but I'm actually more compelled to say the libertarian in me says, I don't care for, like, person to person, as long as you're not harming another person. But your business is not my business. Yeah. I don't, that is not my business. You do whatever, smoke as much crack as you want. But if the government says this is an illegal drug and there are reasons for it,
yeah,
I do think the government has to decide whether or not they're gonna it's okay for you to smoke crack or not for that
that's
guy
solid.
Not to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if there's a laws on the books,
yeah,
then it is actually like a societal like law and order thing.
And it is, because we've seen this happen now in Portland. They are like the deep
and
blue
it's a
parts.
Mess.
It is a complete
mess.
In Portland, they've allowed so many drugs,
yep.
And now even, I mean, like hippie, crazy, far left liberal bookstore owners in Portland are like, yeah, I don't know, this is a bad idea.
Not working out.
Because people are just drugged out all over the place, and you can't do anything about
it. So you, in this scenario, you'd be seeking an exception to a rule.
Yes.
So, I don't personally care. Like, go ahead.
Here's my problem with the government stepping into this, is that the minute, and so it's an argument against what I just said, the minute you say, yeah, for terminal patients, then you start to go, what's terminal?
Yeah.
You start to redefine
are
dying.
Are we all terminal?
Aren't we all
kind of
dying
going that way?
In a way? Mm-hmm. You know, so at what point do you go, you know what, I've got cystic fibrosis. That's a death sentence.
It is.
Technically, everything is a death sentence,
it
but
is.
Mine's going to come
life
sooner, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
So,
maybe.
I might
you
be terminal.
Should smoke crack.
I could probably drop some acid right now.
Mm-hmm. George Bush paintings to become Disney World attraction. You hear about this one?
George Bush painting?
Yeah, George W. Bush is a painter.
Okay. It's
an
not
artist.
A painting of him.
No.
Okay.
His paintings, 60 of them, actually. Will soon become an attraction at Disney World. The paintings, which depict veterans and current members of the U.S. military, will be put on exhibit at Epcot's American Adventure Pavilion starting next month.
Well, that does sound like an American adventure.
They will remain on display for a full year.
Serious question.
Serious question.
Okay.
Do you think that you'll ever be a famous painter?
If my dad, Bob Wiggins, runs for president, yes. Because it's a way for me to launder
that's
some money.
That's exactly. I was thinking Hunter Biden, George W. Bush, like these politicians turn painter.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you ever think that you'll be.
Go ahead.
Do you ever think any of your children will become famous painters?
I don't have political aspirations. Now, that maybe that changes when I turn 60.
Maybe.
And I'm fired from this job.
But we think Bob does, Mr. Wiggins.
I haven't had the conversation with my dad. But I do think that that's something that he probably will do successfully, is run for president.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'd vote for him.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, good head on his shoulders.
He's really good about, letting you know what the weather's going to be like today. Mm-hmm. So he's aware. I don't know kind of what other qualifications he has.
Well, that's more than our current president has.
Yeah.
Awareness.
That's right. He's a smart guy.
Right.
In tune with politics. He's leans conservative for sure.
Love that.
So I would vote for that.
Yeah.
I would vote for really any Wiggins on the ballot, though.
You know what? I will, too, if I can ride the coattails in an artist capacity at some point.
Yeah, I think so. You didn't answer this question, though.
Serious question.
Do you think you will ever be a famous painter?
Oh, no. I have far too many skeletons. I won't be in the political eye.
So it's just politics.
It's just politics.
So that's the only way to become.
That's
a famous
the only
painter.
Way to become. I mean, can you think of another way? You're not going to like a fancy art school and then becoming a famous artist and having your paintings at Disney World.
Your question had nothing to do with going to see this at Disney World.
No, it's serious questions.
I've never even seen the Hall of Presidents at Disney World.
Oh,
and
that's
I've been
cool.
Like five times.
That's cool if you're there and it's like a rainy day and you need to duck in for a minute.
Some AC.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard. And I really would like to see it, although I've only been, I think I went one time while Trump was president and it was the first time.
But
I've
I think
been.
Hall of Presidents is at Magic Kingdom, right?
Yes.
This is, these are going to be at Epcot.
Yeah, I get it. But
you were just at Epcot.
I was, but George W. Bush wasn't there.
Missed it by this much.
Yes, I did. But I would like to see the Trump one. And Annie actually brought this up on her show, that if DeSantis ever runs for president, Walt Disney World, which has fought tooth and nail with Ron DeSantis, would have to put him in their park.
Be pretty great, right?
That would be awesome.
I was actually kind of surprised that GW got a spot in the park, politics-wise.
You know, I think it's been long enough, and the party has moved away from him enough that he's no longer uncool.
Mm.
I mean, I think he's still not like preferred, but he's no big, he's not in any consequence anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Although people make
that's
the case.
60 of his paintings?
Who cares?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
People make the case, though, that Ellen DeGeneres lost her job because of her public appearance with George W. Bush at one of the Super Bowls, I think.
Yep.
That's when people started to turn on her. And I don't know whether that's true. I think it was more the skeletons in the closet thing with her.
She's just not very nice, I don't think.
It's what everybody says.
I'm nice. I just
You just have done a lot of really rancid things.
Just horrible.
Okay, I told you about a focus group that I conducted. It's one person. It's my wife. On Thursday afternoon, the verdict came down that Donald Trump was guilty on 34 charges of... what was it? Falsifying business records? Yeah, we'll play some sound about that at the beginning of this next...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We know you. We know you're busy. We know where you're at. We know that you don't know everything going on all the time. That's why we bring you some of the things that have maybe fallen through the cracks a little bit that you should know about. And then we address you directly. We are talking to each other, Trisha and I here, but we're really talking to you and asking you some very serious questions.
Serious question.
The first story I have for you, Trisha. Do dying people have a right to try magic mushrooms? This isn't just a hypothetical. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is weighing this case. And it's one that we've kicked around as society before. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, if you're dying, why can't you just try whatever drug you want? Because it's not going to hurt you physically.
The mushroom one is interesting, too, because there are therapies and different things where people run studies that they're actually, it can be helpful, even if you're not dying, to try them.
And so the more than 40 states, including Washington and California, have laws in place that suggest, they're called right to try laws, which give terminal patients access to experimental drug therapies. But I think the question is always, and this will be my serious question, even if it's not a therapy, are you okay with a terminal patient just doing any drug they want?
Yeah, actually, I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not okay with the purge. I'm not okay with the terminal patient, like, murdering people. I'm not okay with, like, a lawless society.
Somebody else.
But when you're talking about experimental treatments and it, you got a, what do you got left to lose? Yeah.
I have a hard time with this question because everything in, within me says, why would I want people to do more drugs in any circumstance?
I understand that, too.
But I can't really come up with a good logical reason why the government should tell this person in this situation no.
Yeah. Or why you personally should care.
Well, I personally, like if this is somebody I know who's terminal and they're like, you know what I always wanted to try?
Crack.
Was, yeah, yeah, I wanted to do crack. I always wanted to try crack. I'd be like, no, no. I look, you can do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you you can't. You're dying in a month. But why?
Serious question.
I mean, I think you could ask your loved one, like, well, do you really want to, like, take up crack?
Yeah. For me, this is a spiritual question, too.
Sure.
Because, and I don't know if I've ever gone deep dive into this, but there's a biblical term in the Greek in the New Testament called pharmakeia. Well, that's where we get the term pharmacy and pharmaceuticals. But the way that it's used in the Greek is sorcery by drugs. So we usually translate it in the Bible to sorcery, not drug usage, but that's what it's saying. So it's, to me, it's an open door to like dark things. And I don't suggest that to anybody, even if, especially, I guess, especially if they're dying. But at the same time, why would the government be able to step into that situation? Libertarian in me says, stay out, let them make that choice.
Yeah, and I actually, and not that I don't understand the spiritual argument, but I'm actually more compelled to say the libertarian me in me says, I don't care for like person to person, as long as you're not harming another person, but your business is not my business. Yeah. I don't, that is not my business. You do whatever, smoke as much crack as you want. But if the government says this is an illegal drug and there are reasons for it,
yeah,
I do think the government has to decide whether or not they're gonna, it's okay for you to smoke crack or not for that
that's
guy
solid.
Not to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
that,
there's, if there's a laws on the books,
yeah,
then it is actually like a societal like law and order thing.
And it is because we've seen this happen now in Portland. They are like the deep
and
blue
it's a
parts.
Mess.
It is a complete
mess.
In Portland, they've allowed so many drugs,
yep.
And now even, I mean like, hippie, crazy, far left liberal bookstore owners in Portland are like, yeah, I don't know, this is a bad idea.
Not working out.
Because people are just drugged out all over the place and you can't do anything about
it. So you, in this scenario, you'd be seeking an exception to a rule.
Yes.
So I don't personally care. Like, go ahead.
Here's my problem with the government stepping into this is that the minute, and so it's an argument against what I just said. The minute you say, yeah, for terminal patients, then you start to go, what's terminal?
Yeah.
You start to redefine dying.
Are we all terminal?
Are we all
kind of
dying
going that way?
In a way? You know, so at what point do you go, you know what? I've got cystic fibrosis. That's a death sentence.
It is.
Technically, everything is a death sentence.
It
but
is.
Mine's going to come
life
sooner, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
So,
maybe.
I might
you
be terminal.
Should smoke crack.
I could probably drop some acid right now.
Mm-hmm. George Bush paintings to become Disney World attraction. You hear about this one?
George Bush painting?
Yeah, George W. Bush is a painter.
It's not
artist.
A painting of him.
No.
Okay.
His paintings, 60 of them, actually, will soon become an attraction at Disney World. The paintings, which depict veterans and current members of the U.S. military, will be put on exhibit at Epcot's American Adventure Pavilion starting next month.
Well, that does sound like an American adventure.
They will remain on display for a full year.
Serious question.
Serious question.
Okay.
Do you think that you'll ever be a famous painter?
If my dad, Bob Wiggins, runs for president, yes. Because it's a way for me to launder
some
money.
Exactly. I was thinking Hunter Biden, George W. Bush, like these politicians turn painter.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you ever think that you'll be...
I
or
Go ahead.
Do you ever think any of your children will become famous painters?
I don't have political aspirations. Now, that maybe that changes when I turn 60.
Maybe.
And I'm fired from this job.
But we think Bob does, Mr. Wiggins.
I haven't had the conversation with my dad, but I do think that that's something that he probably will do successfully, is run for president.
That makes sense. Yeah. I'd vote for him.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, good head on his shoulders.
He's really good about, you know, letting you know what the weather's going to be like today. So he's aware. I don't know kind of what other qualifications he has.
Well, that's more than our current president has.
Yeah.
Awareness.
That's right. He's a smart guy.
Right.
In tune with politics. He's leans conservative for sure.
Love that.
So I would vote for that.
Yeah.
I would vote for really any Wiggins on the ballot, though.
You know what? I will, too, if I can ride the coattails in an artist capacity at some point.
Yeah, I think so. You didn't answer this question, though.
Serious question.
Do you think you will ever be a famous painter?
Oh, no. I have far too many skeletons. I won't be in the political eye.
So it's just politics.
It's just politics.
So that's the only way to become
I mean, can you think of another way? You're not going to like a fancy art school and then becoming a famous artist and having your paintings at Disney World.
Your question had nothing to do with going to see this at Disney World.
No. It's serious questions.
I've never even seen the Hall of Presidents at Disney World.
Oh, and that's
I've been
cool.
Like five times.
That's cool if you're there and it's like a rainy day and you need to duck in for a minute.
Some AC.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard. And I really would like to see it, although I've only been, I think I went one time while Trump was president. And it was the first time.
But
I
think Hall of Presidents is at Magic Kingdom, right?
Yes.
These are going to be at Epcot.
Yeah, I get it.
But you were just at Epcot.
I was, but George W. Bush wasn't there.
Missed it by this much.
Yes, I did. But I would like to see the Trump one. And Annie actually brought this up on her show, that if DeSantis ever runs for president, Walt Disney World, which has fought tooth and nail with Ron DeSantis, would have to put him in their park.
Be pretty great, right?
That would be awesome.
I was actually kind of surprised that GW got a spot in the park. Politics-wise.
You know, I think it's been long enough and the party has moved away from him enough that he's no longer uncool.
Mm.
I mean, I think he's still not, like, preferred, but he's not any consequence anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Although people make the case.
60 of his paintings?
Who cares?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
People make the case, though, that Ellen DeGeneres lost her job because of her public appearance with George W. Bush at one of the Super Bowls, I think.
Yep.
When people started to turn on her. And I don't know whether that's true. I think it was more the skeletons in the closet thing with her.
She's just not very nice, I don't think.
It's what everybody says.
I'm nice. I just.
You
don't.
Just have done a lot of really rancid things.
Just horrible.
Okay, I told you about a focus group that I conducted. It's one person, it's my wife. On Thursday afternoon, the verdict came down that Donald Trump was guilty on 34 charges of, falsifying business records? Yeah, we'll play some sound about that at the beginning of this next hour. Stick around for just a few minutes. But my one-person focus group was very, very interesting because she is somebody who is not really plugged into politics. She generally, I would say she represents the majority of America, which is why I ask her questions like this. How much are you paying attention to blank? I asked her, actually, we had Tulsi Gabbard on the Annie Fry show 2 weeks ago. And I said, hey, we had Tulsi Gabbard on. She goes, who's Tulsi Gabbard? So she's like, you know, she kind of plugged in. She generally knows news stories. But if you've never broken through, and I guess she hasn't. I'm like, honey, she could be the next vice president. Right now, she's leading swing state polls for GOP voters for vice president. Can you believe that, Tulsi Gabbard? But after Thursday's verdict, I went back to her, and I had a preconceived notion here that was wrong. I thought that this wasn't going to really break through to the majority of America. And I'll tell a little bit of this story at the end of the show, that I was in Pigeon Forge last weekend, not the whole time, but part of it. And that's why I was gone through Wednesday. I had never been to Pigeon Forge, and the house prices there are outrageous because everybody's moving to red states and like the red parts of red states. Although they're moving to like the collars of blue areas in red states. So it's still red parts of red states. Anyway, that's a topic for another day. I was in Pigeon Forge, and rather unplugged from news myself, kind of purposefully, but really just not paying attention to it because I was on vacation. And so I found myself in a unique place where I got back on Thursday and found out, oh, we have a verdict coming for this Bragg case like pretty soon. That was news to me. I didn't even know. So I thought, I wonder if America really even knows that this is going to happen. And once it does, will they care? So when that verdict came down that same day, Thursday, I went home and I talked to her. I said, honey, and I left it very open-ended. What do you know about the news right now? And she knows that I do this sometimes because I kind of test her to see if people are paying attention. And she's my test kitchen. She said, well, I have heard that today Donald Trump is going to jail. And I said, all right. And you, what was your reaction to that? And she was like, whoa, this is crazy. That's all she said. And I'm like, okay, so this has broken through. And the talking point is that Donald Trump is going to jail, which is, you know, 99% not unlikely to happen. It's possible because the judge is so crazy that this case shouldn't even exist, first of all. Or if it is, if it did exist, it would be a misdemeanor, which it was, which is why the federal government, when looking at this case, decided not to pursue it. They had to kind of make up things in law in New York to be able to prosecute this as a felony because they never have done it before. That's beside the point, too. This case is now breaking through. And I was surprised by that. I really thought that it would kind of go unnoticed. But the minute I realized that America was paying attention to this, I kind of got mad because I realized that their messaging had worked and their goal had worked. To just get him to be called a criminal. That's the goal. That's it. I started the hour by saying it. I'll end the hour by saying it. The only goal in this was to attach the criminal label to Donald Trump to make him feel more icky when people went to vote. That's it. They've been doing it for 2 years. They actually started too late. 2 years ago is when they started this. And you know when they started? Right when he announced his candidacy for president. That's why they didn't, that, and that may be why he didn't announce until then, because he knew this might happen. The target was going to be on his back. He knew that for sure. So it is breaking through. And after my initial kind of anger about, like, gosh, this is so unjust to do this to somebody just because you don't like them, to make these things up, basically, like these new ways of interpreting law, which has been talked to death. Then I kind of got encouraged because I realized, you know what, if this is breaking through, I don't think the reaction is going to be what they want it to be. The reaction is going to be, man, when will they let up on this guy? And the reason for that is simply because when I asked my wife, and you can really do this yourself too, ask anybody what the charge was. If they're lucky, they might say falsifying business records. But they won't really be able, even like very, very intelligent people, are not able to back up the criminal claim here very easily. Which means that the average person is going to have a terrible time doing it, and they won't know why he's a criminal. And it'll make them a little bit worried. Well, if they're going to go after him for this kind of stuff, I've done stuff worse than that. Or, you know, I'm not perfect either. I hope they don't come after me. I think that's a real thing.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Okay, I told you about a focus group that I conducted. It's one person. It's my wife. On Thursday afternoon, the verdict came down that Donald Trump was guilty on 34 charges of... what was it? Falsifying business records? Yeah, we'll play some sound about that at the beginning of this next hour. Stick around for just a few minutes. But my one-person focus group was very, very interesting because she is somebody who is not really plugged into politics. She generally, I would say she represents the majority of America, which is why I ask her questions like this. How much are you paying attention to blank? I asked her, actually, we had Tulsi Gabbard on the Annie Fry show 2 weeks ago. And I said, hey, we had Tulsi Gabbard on. She goes, who's Tulsi Gabbard? So she's like, you know, she kind of plugged in. She generally knows news stories. But if you've never broken through, And I guess she hasn't. I'm like, honey, she could be the next vice president. Right now, she's leading swing state polls for GOP voters for vice president. Can you believe that, Tulsi Gabbard? But after Thursday's verdict, I went back to her, and I had a preconceived notion here that was wrong. I thought that this wasn't going to really break through to the majority of America. And I'll tell a little bit of this story at the end of the show, that I was in Pigeon Forge last weekend, not the whole time, but part of it. And that's why I was gone through Wednesday. I had never been to Pigeon Forge, and the house prices there are outrageous because everybody's moving to red states and like the red parts of red states. Although they're moving to like the collars of blue areas in red states. So it's still red parts of red states. Anyway, that's a topic for another day. I was in Pigeon Forge and rather unplugged from news myself, kind of purposefully, but really just not paying attention to it because I was on vacation. And so I found myself in a unique place where I got back on Thursday and found out, oh, we have a verdict coming for this Bragg case like pretty soon. That was news to me. I didn't even know. So I thought, I wonder if America really even knows that this is going to happen. And once it does, will they care? So when that verdict came down that same day, Thursday, I went home and I talked to her. I said, honey, and I left it very open-ended. What do you know about the news right now? And she knows that I do this sometimes because I kind of test her to see if people are paying attention. And she's my test kitchen. She said, well, I have heard that today Donald Trump is going to jail. And I said, all right. And you, what was your reaction to that? And she was like, whoa, this is crazy. That's all she said. And I'm like, okay, so this has broken through. And the talking point is that Donald Trump is going to jail, which is, you know, 99% not unlikely to happen. It's possible because the judge is so crazy that this case shouldn't even exist, first of all. Or if it is, if it did exist, it would be a misdemeanor, which it was, which is why the federal government, when looking at this case, decided not to pursue it. They had to kind of make up things in law in New York to be able to prosecute this as a felony because they never have done it before. That's beside the point, too. This case is now breaking through. And I was surprised by that. I really thought that it would kind of go unnoticed. But the minute I realized that America was paying attention to this, I kind of got mad because I realized that their messaging had worked and their goal had worked. To just get him to be called a criminal. That's the goal. That's it. I started the hour by saying it. I'll end the hour by saying it. The only goal in this was to attach the criminal label to Donald Trump to make him feel more icky when people went to vote. That's it. They've been doing it for 2 years. They actually started too late. 2 years ago is when they started this. And you know when they started? Right when he announced his candidacy for president. That's why they didn't, that, and that may be why he didn't announce until then, because he knew this might happen. The target was going to be on his back. He knew that for sure. So it is breaking through. And after my initial kind of anger about, like, gosh, this is so unjust to do this to somebody just because you don't like them, to make these things up, basically, like these new ways of interpreting law, which has been talked to death. Then I kind of got encouraged because I realized, you know what, if this is breaking through, I don't think the reaction is going to be what they want it to be. The reaction is going to be, man, when will they let up on this guy? And the reason for that is simply because when I asked my wife, and you can really do this yourself too, ask anybody what the charge was. If they're lucky, they might say falsifying business records. But they won't really be able, even like very, very intelligent people, are not able to back up the criminal claim here very easily. Which means that the average person is going to have a terrible time doing it, and they won't know why he's a criminal. And it'll make them a little bit worried. Well, if they're going to go after him for this kind of stuff, I've done stuff worse than that. Or, you know, I'm not perfect either. I hope they don't come after me. I think that's a real thing.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.